Hey guys, welcome back to a very special Grand Hotel edition. We have Justina Adorno in the studio. Stay tuned, it's gonna be awesome.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
start now.
Okay.
What's going on, everyone?
Hi, guys. Welcome back. We're doing a very special edition of Grand Hotel tonight. I am your host, Shay Jones, and I am with my amazing panelists. We have Ricky Vitucci.
What's up?
That's it, right?
Surprisingly, yes.
Yay!
Not because I don't have faith in you, but just because everyone fudges it up.
I didn't want to say your last name out loud because I would mess it up.
And this very beautiful lady to my left is Miss Justina Adorno. You might recognize her as Yoli on Grand Hotel. Yes. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. This is fun. Your studio is super dope.
Thank you so much. We
appreciate it. I built this with my bare hands.
Did you?
Yep.
Damn, you're multi-talented.
He's very talented.
Mm-hmm. A man's good with his hands. My mother said a female will judge you on that.
That is the truth. If a guy's like, I can build something, I'm like, say that again.
I know, that's like,
you can build. What I want is
traits you want in your man, to be able to build things and be a chef, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Well, look at that. I could cook and make things.
Sheesh. Wow. We'll talk about that later because this is the Grand Hotel special edition we have going on. Like I said, guys, we have Miss Yoli Justina in the building. And what is it like for you now that people are seeing Grand Hotel and the response to it?
I am so excited. I feel like I've made so many friends because I have so many people to talk to about it. So, like, I'm watching it live with everybody who's tuning in, and we're able to have, like, this communication, and, like, every time I see, like, a new little gif or someone's reference to something, I'm, like, laughing with them, and I can't help but to, like, retweet and comment on everything.
that's what we want in our people who are now celebrities, and they're, like, now you're celebrity to people, and they're just like, thank you so much for...
I know, that's recognizing me. When they're like, oh my god, she liked my comment, and I'm like, girl, your comment was hilarious. And I'm just like, y'all could keep talking, but like,
not so much,
but like, if you guys have something to say, like, I'm here to listen. You know what I mean? Like, I can go on and on about the show.
See, that's really cool, because a lot of celebrities, a lot of stars, of people on a really big show will just ignore it.
I know.
Like, I get it. There's a lot of white male, and there's a lot of negative comments and stuff like that, but...
But you see the good ones, and you're like, aww.
Just show love on the good ones.
For sure, yeah. For sure. And it could be overwhelming. I mean, by all means, like, it's not overwhelming.
For sure.
Right now, for me. So... If it's not, then why not? You know, like,
yeah.
One of my cast members, they joked around on a group chat saying, okay, Justina's won the award for most retweeting. And I was like, listen, I'm on the metro in New York. I have 30 minutes of nothing. Like, I'm going through Twitter.
I have time on my hands.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You get service?
Yeah.
You get service in the tunnels nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I usually get service anyway. It's a superpower.
Actually, I do too now.
Really?
On the metro here.
Really?
I'm surprised I still get service.
When you're
it's
underground?
It's a superpower, girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. Verizon.
AMG.
Like, be clear. What was the best tweet or comment somebody left for you about your character that you just really appreciated?
The last one? Oh, no. You see, I'm an overthinker, so I'm like, literally, what was the last one?
Or the tweet that most stuck out.
Yeah. I mean, there have been so many. There are some that are, they're like, ooh, Yolissa. You know, like, giving, like, nicknames to, like, our characters on the show. But, like, I think it's just overall, like, them saying... You know, I need a season two. Like, I love this show. Like, I can't wait for next week. Oh my god, I hate this. And I'm like, ooh, like, isn't it so exciting to have something that you just, like, can't wait for? And I'm so glad that, like, we're able to do that, you know, for the people who are watching. Like, they just can't wait. And they're like, I want to binge this. But I'm always writing, like, the best things in life you have to wait for. You know what I mean? I'm like, don't worry.
That is a very true thing.
Like, next week you're going to be... impressed, and you're gonna want more again,
for
and you're
sure.
gonna want more again. That's just like how beautifully our writers, you know, created the show. Like, every episode you're like, what? And like, you're like, I need more. Like, we were like that every table read. We were like, shut the front door.
No way.
What's the next episode? And we'd have to wait literally
yeah.
Oh, front door. We'd have to wait two more weeks to know what happened next. So it was like, how we felt when we were getting scripts is how like the audience is receiving it, and to watch it, it feels like the same way, even worse. You know, I'm like, so it's.
But you know all the secrets and you know all the tea.
You know, I do, but there's so many twists on our show, y'all. Like, I forget. You know, like, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot this happened. You know, or like, I forget in the sequence because there's just so much content. So that, you know, like, while I'm watching the episodes air, it's so fresh and new for me.
Yeah. So walk us through your audition process for you, for Yoli. Because okay. In an interview, you said that you actually went out for Alicia.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do we get to Yoli?
Okay, so, I mean, I auditioned for a couple of pilots for ABC, so I was just, like, you know, giving it my all, and I connected with another pilot. And so I had gotten pinned for the role, and I was like, oh, my God, this is it. Like, this is my role. I knew it. And I got the sides for Alicia, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll do this audition, but the other one's mine. And then, you know, I read the script, and, you know, there was, like, a Spanish word or two, and I was like, mm-mm, I don't think so. I'm not going to be like, oh, papi. You know, I judged. The script, you know what I mean? I judged what I thought it was, you know? And so I did my best, but my heart wasn't there. And I didn't get either role. And I was like, great. This is what happens, you know? Like, when you just want to throw everything in one basket, you know, instead of being optimistic about every opportunity, you know? Yeah. And then Yoli came, and I was like, wait, no, this one's mine. I was like, no, this is the one. I was like, this is what I've been waiting for. And, like, literally canceled my flight to go see my brother, and he read the script. I was like, sorry, I can't go. And he was like, this is yours though, so like, it's okay, I'll see you again. Like,
he totally manifested it for you.
Literally, he was like, this one's yours. Yeah. Like, if they don't cast you, I don't know what you're gonna ever get cast in right now, you know? Like,
what stuck out the most about the character, like when you were reading the script? Uh-huh. And, or your sides,
yeah,
and you were reading the character breakdown, and after the audition, what made you say to yourself, this is me, this is gonna be mine? Like what drew you to it?
It was everything. Like, her how she responded in certain situations, like the whole Gordita thing. She was, you know, her instinct was, is he bullying me? Like, you know, she was like, yeah. Oh, you know, just like the way she took it, instead of being like, oh, he's just called me fat or whatever. She's like, excuse me? Did he bully me? You know, like, she, like, had, like, some, you know, spice to her. And, like, you know, there was, they cut out a couple things in the pilot, you know. But, you know, her sister in that pool scene before she pushes her,
yeah,
they have a real heart-to-heart. You know, Yoli really tries, and you'll see later on in the series that she does her best to make the people that she loves happy, no matter what it costs for her. And I was like, oh my God, like, she's freaking awesome. Like, I feel like I'm like that way, I hope, you know, like, and so, like, I just connected with her, and I just was so excited to go and audition. But literally none of the girls in that room were the type I thought would be there. Usually you go to an audition and you're like, there's 16 of me, you know? And this one, I was like, oh, what are you auditioning for? And they were like, Yoli. And I'm like, what? Not Carolina? And then I talked to some other girl, and I'm like, oh, so who are you auditioning for? And they're like, Yoli. And I'm like, huh? And I was like, oh my God, I read this wrong.
And this type was what?
Messed up. Just more sweet.
White girls?
No, okay. Latinas. Okay. But just like, I don't want to say, but like, I don't know, like more of a like...
Wallflower?
Conventionally beautiful. Like, you look at them and you're like, of course she's beautiful. You know, like, there's no second thought. You don't even care how she is, you know, who she is, you know. And I saw Yoli as someone who you look at her and you just are interested, no matter what that meant. And it's not in a conventional way. And I felt like I resonated with that. You know, sometimes people don't necessarily know what to think of me when they first meet me. They might have an idea, and then they get to know me, and I see them look at me in a more open way. You know what I mean? So I was like, I felt connected with Yoli with that. And, you know, Marcy Phillips is the head casting director in New York for ABC. And, you know, at first, when we had our first interaction for the audition, I had my hair up, I had my glasses on, I had a thing of food, you know. I was like, Gordita, okay, I'll bring food to eat. I'm going to take all the risks for this audition. This one's mine. And she was like, lose the glasses. Take your hair down. And I was like,
what? Why?
But keep the food.
And then she didn't say anything to food. I was like, don't take away my food. And she was like, we want to see how cute you are. And I was like, I wear my glasses and my hair up all the time.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck.
Shit. Probably shouldn't have said
you know,
that.
Ma'am. Okay. You know, but I think it helped me because as soon as I got into the scene, I was like, I'm eating my food. This is my choice. You know, and I was just kind of like, this is who I am. Nice. And that's how Yoli is. She's like, this is who I am. And then when I came back to see Marcy for my callback, she was so much nicer. And, we were, like, kicking it off. And she was literally, like, on my team. Like, I've never met a casting director that's been like, I'm here. I want to support you. You got this. What else do you need?
That's so good.
I feel like at that point, you just, even if you didn't get it, you know somebody maybe thinks of you in another part that might be just more as perfect for you as the character you went in for.
Exactly. And it was just like the best experience. I felt like she was like my fairy godmother in a sense, you know, like she was just like so in tune with like how I saw Yoli and she supported me and I felt comfortable to take risks and make choices without asking for permission. Because sometimes as actors, you know, we wait for the director to be like, do this. And you're like, oh yeah, I've been wanting to do that. You know, and it's like, just do it.
But see, a lot of directors, they want you to make your choice. They want to see your creative process and how you are building this character.
Yeah, and not the first obvious choice.
No, right.
You know, and that's usually what we do. We see what's on the script and we do what's there. But they want to see what's not.
Or they at least want to see you make a choice.
Exactly.
Don't just, you know, kind of half it. If you're going to do something, then do it. And commit, and that is all we ask for.
Commitment is the key of life. If you're committed to anything, you're going to see progress.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for us to, like, let that hit us because that sounds, like, too good to be true. And it's, like, it's just fate. You have to have fate in it, and that shit's hard.
Yeah,
because that's within.
Yeah.
And so like with acting, like I was really at a point in my life where I was like, I have nothing else to give but to believe in myself fully, and whoever sees that, thank you.
And so she freaking was out there.
And Marcy Phillip was, she was dope, and she got me Grand Hotel. Like the next day I had my test, and the next day I booked it, and the next day I flew to Miami, and the next day we did our table read, and it was crazy.
Nice.
It was crazy.
So how long was the whole process from start to finish? Beginning. Okay, like, so from from like the first day you went inside the room with your food and your glasses and your hair up to the part where you were on set.
So that was probably like end of February, and then we finished the pilot, like March 25th or something.
Okay, so like
we started production March 12th on my birthday. It was on my birthday. I was like, best birthday ever.
Seriously.
And Eva was like giving me a vegan cake, and I was like, what the literal?
What is going on?
What the f? I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You know. So and then we did that for like 3 weeks. So, like, 2 week audition, like,
okay.
a little over a month.
Not bad.
But it's kind of quick, though.
But, dude, it was like, over.
That's how it should happen for most actors.
But then in the moment, it was so slow, and it was because we were so present. I was so present. I was like, every moment I'm here.
That's
I think that's also what makes the so best amazing. Acting choices, moment. Being present as well. Like, when you're present and you're acting, the other people see it and they latch onto it.
Literally,
it's a requirement.
Yes.
Because if you're not present, then you're not going
to
be there.
And that's life too.
Yeah.
You have to be present for life.
Yeah.
And it's like acting is so beautiful because people are like, oh, you're acting, you're a good liar. I'm like, no, I'm really a bad liar. I'm really good at is telling the truth.
That's what acting is.
Exactly
acting is the truth.
I'm just trying. When I'm not telling the truth, you better freaking tell me. And that's going to show on camera when I'm not telling the truth.
Yeah.
So like I practice that in my life, and I've always that was always like the negative side of me growing up, was I always told the truth, and that got me in a lot of trouble. But now it's got me a job.
True. A lot of actors learn from their characters. They end up learning something from the characters. What would you say you've learned from playing Yoli?
Confidence and just like where I am right now. You know, like long story short, like I suffered an injury right before the show.
and I was like still being active, you know, but I was having a difficult time in general because I did a weight loss commercial, so my eating habits were not healthy. And so like I got the show and I was like gonna be healthy, and I wasn't still, and I had to gain weight for the role because, you know, they joke about gordita, and you know, and I was like, okay, well, let me just be healthy and allow myself to enjoy the journey with her and feel what that's like. And I got excited about life even more because I was like, food, yeah, I love it. And I'm vegan, so I was like, you know, I'm going to try all my vegan foods. I'm going to just, like, live my life. And then I gained a little more weight than I would have personally liked. But guess what? It helped me really feel her journey and just, like, being like, what the heck? What are you saying about me because of this? And not make it about me and go, that's their problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's their problem, because Yoli's freaking awesome and Justina's freaking awesome and you're freaking awesome, and it doesn't matter about what you look like. Your weight, your color, your class, you know, like, it doesn't matter. If you're awesome, then you're awesome. If you suck, then you suck. And that's what you need. That those people need to work on that on the inside. And so Yoli kind of made me own who I am more, you know what I mean, and say, hey, it's okay if you're not physically where you want to be, that's fine, but you look damn good eating whatever you want, doing
vegan cupcake, a whole box of
give
them,
give me that donut.
No, as a panel, you know? when that happened on the show, me personally, I was just like, girl, you look good, what are you, sorry what?
Yeah, but you know, that's a part that happens a lot to people. I mean, it happened to me growing up, you know, like, people would be like, oh girl, you gained some weight, it looks good on you though. And I'm like,
but it's like a backwards compliment.
Excuse me? Like... You know, literally, like, and it really affected me growing up. And so it's beautiful. Like, I couldn't have asked for a better first series regular. You know, like, this character literally is like, what is that song? Strumming my pain with his fingers.
Oh, Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
No, it's the with his Fugees. Song.
It's still Lauryn Hill.
But Lauryn Hill. Yeah,
she sings
she's,
it.
She's singing
I was like, either way, I'm so...
That song,
Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me Softly. Yeah. Yoli was killing me softly, and I was like, oh, this is awkward. You know, some of my story is being told through her. And so, like, I learned the most from you know, showing empathy to her. Not because I'm not judging Yoli, but sometimes we judge ourselves.
Yeah. We always judge ourselves.
So I was like, wow, let me not do that anymore, because for what? And I feel so much better now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, ah, oh, because I see girls like that look like a range of whatever, and they freaking own who they are. And I'm like, what? Me too.
It's I'm always like, confidence.
What are we talking about?
Always really confidence. Yeah, you can be the ugliest person or the most beautiful person in the whole wide world, but you walk that street and you speak with confidence, and you hold yourself like with confidence. It spills out of you.
Exactly. And I'm like, I'm freaking awesome. So what am I doing?
Yeah, you
like,
are
not giving it 100%.
I think we should also be more gentle with ourselves, because we are doing the best we can.
We are
doing the best we can. And I think once we, you know, change the, because the minds are so powerful. If you just change your focus even an inch, you'll be at a better
inch,
place,
girl. Even a centimeter. Yeah. Centimeter.
Since we're on this topic, have you ever heard of this girl named Abraham Hicks?
No.
Oh, you need to listen to her. You need to go on YouTube and you need to listen to her. You need to put in her speeches. She has speeches all over the place. She's amazing.
Okay.
She will literally change your life.
Yeah.
But it's basically all a matter about like creating like a positive vortex and how you see yourself and the stuff that you want to do instead of the stuff that you don't want. Because
exactly.
If you keep manifesting the stuff that you don't want, that stuff that you don't want is going to keep
coming.
Happening.
It's coming. Yeah. I mean, like, literally, I wouldn't be where I am right now if I didn't start changing my life in that way 2 years ago. You know, and the biggest lesson I've learned, I listened to this podcast. It's called The One You Feed.
Okay.
And I would love to go over there and talk with them, because they've literally shifted my life. You know, it's the day-to-day choice of that too. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I could do it for like 6 months and then I'm have my one bad day, and that's okay. You know what I mean? You have to just like continue to speak all the positive into existence.
From the point where you had to gain weight, how much weight did they have you gain?
Well, they didn't have me gain anything. I had gotten a call from a manager and said, you know, like, oh, you know, just don't go on this diet binge because I'm like, I'm gonna be healthy. Yeah. You know, because I enjoy healthy food and clean eating. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're like, you gotta kind of gain weight because you've actually lost weight since they've cast you. And, you know, that's part of your role, you know, just, you know, like, you have to. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, fine. Tom Hanks did it. You know, like, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm an actress. You know what I mean?
I'm fully committed.
I'm committed all the way. How much weight? 50? Wait,
relax. That's a lot of almonds. Wait, how much?
Donuts? Okay. But yeah, so I think I, like, 15, 20 pounds I gained.
That's a nice amount of weight, though.
It was slow. It was slow and then fast. And I was like, whoa.
Where did you come from?
I was like, wait, my hips are not lying anymore. They're not lying. But it's, I mean, honestly, I'm so happy, though. You know, I'm so happy. And I feel like I'm getting there in a healthier way. Because I'm like the person that's like, I need to see things right now. And I need answers right now. And I have a hard time slowing down and letting life just do it.
I feel you.
You know? So, yeah. Like, with the weight thing, the reason I struggled with this because I was like, I need to see it right now. And I had a job in those kind of circumstances that were, like, right now. And now I'm able to go, when my freaking body, my soul, my me wants to do it, and it's going to do it. You know, I want it to be a lifestyle, not a crash. You know, so I feel like I'm on totally on that path. Like,
yeah,
it's I love it, and I love when I do well, and I love when people are interested about it. You know, like I've done like a couple little lives, and I get like 10, 15 people or whatever, and I love whenever someone brings up like, oh, I want to be vegan. Like, do you have any advice? And I'm like, oh my God. Thank you for talking about, not on this topic, you know? And I'm like, I'm so glad that they're not talking about things that don't matter. And like, forgive me if I say that, like, but that matters to me in my world. So I love that the people who are watching and that love Yoli care about that too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel so much more connected, you know, with those who are watching whenever they're interested in that.
I was gonna say, speaking of connections, Yoli is making a connection with Marissa.
Yeah.
And you know, they were sneaking around in a very adorable way, I would have to say.
In a spa
with candles everywhere. That is a good date.
And she's a masseuse, so which you scored on that one.
I'm a masseuse too, okay? That's why she loves me too. I love us. I love Sabrina. Like, as soon as like we met each other, we connected and like we totally vibed on set, and I loved shooting with her. We were just like, we're so cute, we're so cute. Like, we'd have so much fun together. And, you know, our director for this past episode, Marisol, she was incredible and, like, just let us feel so comfortable with each other. And, like, Marissa and Yoli, without giving too much away, they're really cute.
Oh yeah, we know they're very cute.
They get a little cuter, and I love how raw our relationship is. You know, and it started off that way, which is why they connected so much. You know, like Marissa saw Yoli in her most vulnerable moment. You know,
in her wedges.
You know, like being like, screw my sister. Like, what the heck? You know, like what's life gonna be like now? You know what I mean? Because as that part may seem light on the show, it's a big deal. This family is going through a lot of financial issues, and you know, now they're working, and these are kids that have never had to, and their lives may be changing. You know what I mean? Especially my family. You know, my sister and I. That's not our dad.
Mm-hmm.
Our mother, you know, she's married into it, which is a lot of the drama. The kids feel like, you know, we're overstepping our boundaries, you know what I mean? Which is why our family, it's so hard for us to connect, even though we grew up with each other as friends, because our moms were friends growing up. So we grew up with each other.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden our parents created this, you know, animosity with each other, you know, so I love this past episode with me and Alicia that we finally got to connect again, because I feel like Yoli and Alicia connected on an intellectual level, you know, like in my head, you know, like I feel like they definitely did and got to like look at each other, you know, sometimes like look at Javi and got all the the loopies of her family, you know what I mean? And I feel like they haven't connected in years, you know, and that was their moment. And, you know, in my life, you know, I've had people come to me, and I was the first person they came out to. And so I know how important it is to choose that person to have that first vulnerable moment with. And she chooses Alicia, you know, like she has to, but she doesn't have to. But she felt like she could with her. You know what I mean? So, like, I love how complex a lot of our relationships are. It's so fun.
So the person that came out to you in real life, yes.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
How did you deal with it? And how did you help that person be okay with it?
Well, you know, he was always himself all his life. You know what I mean? And my family, we never grew up seeing, like, you know, sexual orientation or color or, you know, gender. It was just like Alex and Justina and Justin. You know what I mean? Like, that's, and whatever you were, it was what you were. And, you know, when he told me, we were sophomores in high school, and I told him to do the musical with me. And I was like, just do the musical with me. You're going to love it. And we did Bat Boy the musical. And, I, you know, there were a couple of kids that were out, and it was the first time that he got to spend time with people who were officially out of the closet and who were dealing with, you know, that sort of energy when they walked into the rooms at that time. You know, I think that was like in 2006 or something. You know, that was not as common as it is now.
No.
You know, so and you know, my cousin, he's half Black, half Puerto Rican, and you know, he has a lot of strong, you know, uncles in his life, and he was very nervous about the men in the family. And you know, one day he told me, you know, I'm gay, and we're walking the street, and I was like, I know. And he was like, I'm just kidding. And I was like, okay. And then, you know, we kept walking, and I was like, you know what, it's okay. The next day, same walk, we're like laughing after rehearsal, and he's like, I'm gay. And he's like laughing, and I'm like, I know. And he was like, and then he got emotional, and I was like, it's, you know, we know, and it's okay. It's like, really? And like, I, you know, I'm the type of person who's just like, I was like, really? You don't think I'm going to accept you? Like, I made it about me. I was like, really? You don't think I love you? You think that's going to make me look at you a certain way?
Yeah.
Boy, I hate you. Like, you think I'm that kind of person? And he was like, no. And I was like, okay, you see how ridiculous that is? Nobody in the family is going to do that to you.
Well, that's good.
You know what I mean? And he was like, I know. And I was like, your mother? I was like, Jeanette, you think, what? Like, what? Why are you so scared? You know, we like had like this whole emotional thing. And I was like, I'm not going to tell anybody, but you need to, because you need to not feel this way.
Exactly.
For being who you are. We freaking love you.
Yeah.
You're the life of the party. Like, you are like the star. And if you knew him, you'd be like, he's the person you want around you every day.
Awesome.
Because his energy is just like, ugh, you know? And like, he just also didn't want to be put into a box, because he didn't see himself as your stereotypical, you know, what people would say a stereotypical gay man might be. You know, he was like, that's not who I am. So that's why it was really hard for him to say it, because
for
he
sure.
was like, what people depict that to be, whatever, you know, whatever that is this one dimensional way. And it's like, we're all just people, and every single person is different, no matter what. And when it comes to sexual orientation, that makes no difference. This person that identifies with such and such, and this person that identifies with the exact same thing, they're going to be two different people.
For sure.
Let's not box us up. So when he had that realization of like, I'm not going to change, I'm just going to be able to feel free.
Yeah.
He was just, he, you know, came out.
I feel like people are putting too much pressure on this whole like gay, straight, bi, trans, this,
yeah.
that, and the other thing. It's just like, yo, you like what you like, you do what you do, as long as you're not hurting anyone and yourself,
as
all
long
good.
As it's consensual.
Right.
And you have love, Like, love is so hard to find. It's so hard to find. Why are we getting mad at people who are finding it? Like, haters?
Because exactly that.
I mean, like, hater. Like,
Yoli. So jealous.
Yoli had love with Sky, apparently.
She...
That we about that little photo booth picture at the end.
Aren't those pictures cute?
They're adorable. They are. I love Ariel.
I was kind of jealous. I was like, oh, man. I love her too.
Like, our pictures are cute. When we took our pictures, we were like, oh my God, we're so cute. We're so cute. We're so cute. We're like, let's take more.
What would you
like,
say is something Yoli is attracted to Sky? Because we don't know that much about Sky, about her time at the hotel until obviously she disappeared.
Okay, let me see.
Without getting in trouble.
Because Lord knows I like to get in trouble. Okay, we see all these pictures. They obviously have some sort of relationship, right? And your question is, what may have
transpired?
What might have drawn Yoli to Sky? Well, first of all, Sky messed with her family. Anyone who's willing to take a risk and threaten the Mendozas is pretty ballsy. And Yoli is pretty ballsy. So I think she likes that fire, and so was Marissa, you know, kind of calls her out on her shit and makes her go, ah, you know, and I think that may be one of the reasons why.
Okay.
And Yoli likes to eat. Hello. And Sky's the chef. Hello.
See the correlation here.
See the correlation.
Okay, so you don't have to say anything because this is a theory.
Okay.
So, theory-wise...
Great poker
you
face.
I was just going to say, you better have a good poker face.
Theory-wise, your relationship with Sky, is it what she found out while she was in a relationship with you could be part of the reason why she ended up disappearing during a hurricane?
Now, be careful.
You think that's what it is?
Theory.
That's your theory?
Okay. Theory. It was a questionable theory. Ha, ha, ha.
That's a good theory.
What she finds out about your family while she was also in a relationship with Yoli could also be in part the reason why she ended up disappearing through a hurricane.
I don't know.
What about you?
That's a good theory.
Something's telling me, and I could be completely wrong, but something's telling me that those pictures don't mean anything except they were just really close friends.
What about the kiss?
But girls do that.
People
kiss all the time. The kiss doesn't mean anything.
On the standpoint of just people just kiss. Okay.
But for the pictures, for the photo booth.
No, for the photo, I've seen...
You do it for the photo booth, right? You kiss for the photo booth.
If I was...
No, but hold on 1 second, though. I was dating this chick, and she had photo booths, pictures of her and her friends, and they were kissing, not making out, but they were, like, kissing on the lips. That's just what girls do.
I mean, and if they were drunk and they were being silly, you never know. Yeah.
When liquor gets into it, girls do anything. Well, not anything, but they get a little bit more loose.
Wow.
I'm like, you want to bring that back, sir.
I didn't mean anything. But like, a kiss on the lips is not really...
yeah, J-Lo.
Like, they don't think about it. They're just, oh, whatever, it's just a kiss. And then what? It's like a quick little kiss.
Yeah, I don't make out with my friends unless I'm dating them, so.
Right.
Yeah, sorry. So. That's, again, a preference.
I honestly don't think anything that it's anything as much as you think
it is. A kiss is a kiss.
But she said she had a relationship that ended. Yoli said she had a relationship that with somebody that ended badly.
Yeah.
So that leads me that it was more than just a friendship type of relationship.
Maybe. I guess we have to wait and see.
I mean, I've had friends that our friendship ended badly.
I mean,
and there have been females too, and it was worse than some of my breakups. I'm like, what is happening? Mm. Why is it so dramatic and emotional? And I feel like I don't know what's happening in my life. You know, like, that's happened. So all of these theories are amazing. Y'all should be writers.
Just, you know, wait.
Question.
Yeah.
What made you go vegan?
Animals. I love them so much.
At what age did you go vegan? And then, after all these years of you just eating
meat. I mean, I've always felt guilty about it, though. Since I was, like, I always felt guilty when I was younger, and I feel really bad. Even, like, I went to the farm fair, like, when I was, like, in second grade or something, and they were forcing me to milk the cow. And I was like, no! I was like, ah. I felt so bad. I was like, oh, my God, this is so inappropriate. And I got a nosebleed because I was so upset.
No way.
Wow. Yeah. and it ruined my whole trip. I had Lunchables, and I was like, ugh, and like it threw it on the floor. It was like, no, I'm like, this is horrible.
It's not even real salami.
I was like, they don't like it. They don't like it. You know, and like I've always been like team animals. Nice. And the more I started to like make the connection of like, this is a chicken. Chicken doesn't mean food. Chicken means that animal that's alive right there.
Yeah.
That's walking around. Mm-hmm. You know? And I was like, fuck. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was like, damn. Or, darn.
Shoot.
Shoot. Shucks.
I was like, sheep. I was like, sheep. And then, you know, like, it was always a thing for me, but I always felt weak. I felt like I was mentally weak, and my spirituality wasn't there yet. You know, I knew who I was. I was just, I guess, not ready to take those steps yet or to face the truth yet. I was, but I didn't believe in myself enough, you know, and I didn't have, like, full control over my life. You know, I was, like, 15. You know, like, if my mom put the meat in the rice, even though I asked her not to, I was not going to starve. Yeah. You know, like, I was not there yet. I wish I was. Now I will. And people will be like, you're really not going to eat, Justina. And I'm like,
do I look like I'm kidding?
I'm like, you really gonna eat that animal and its skin and its fat?
And you're gonna ingest all the crying. Hormones? Yeah.
It was crying and it had a mom and a dad and you want me to keep going?
Peace.
You know, like
I want peace.
Like I'm just like, I will not eat for sure. We don't have to eat all the time. Don't get me wrong. I love eating. But I've been learning that like the body doesn't eat consistent food every day. You know,
like three, four, five, six meals a day, the body doesn't eat all
and
that.
And even three meals two, a day.
Two whenever, meals, maybe.
Whenever I listen to myself and I like, I tell myself, you know, if you're not hungry, and especially in the morning, I've been like, I'll just drink water. And then, like, if I'm not hungry, don't eat. Simple as that. I've been conditioned to just go, I'm going to eat, just eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. I'm going to eat. Watching something, going to eat. It's there, going to eat, you know? And it's breakfast, got to eat. It's dinner, have to eat.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. So, like, I'm trying to tell myself, if you're not hungry,
just don't
and
eat.
If you don't have to eat, are you? It's not even, are you hungry? Because I could be like, yeah. Duh. Are you starving?
No.
No. Drink water, because usually I'm dehydrated.
So. Yeah, always hydrate. That is very important.
But did you know that water doesn't hydrate you?
Get out of here. Doesn't. Educate me. What does it do then?
It just puts fluid inside your body. It doesn't have any electrolytes
really?
Inside of it.
I believe that because I feel better. I feel better when I eat fruit.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty.
That's 90% of my diet is fruit.
Me too. Like if I made a choice and I didn't have fruit all day, I'm angry.
Fruits will change every single human being's life.
Especially
not even kidding.
If you eat it first thing in the morning, like if you like drink water, and the first thing you eat after that is fruit, you are gonna be like, yes, I'm amazing. Yep. And you're gonna wanna eat more fruit and more fruit.
And you'll never wanna have coffee ever again.
You'll never have a rough coffee ever again. Never, never.
And on that note, Justina, where can the people find you on social media so they can, if they have any questions about veganism, the Grand Hotel, where can they find you?
At justina.justina on Instagram. And then my vegan page is Just in a Vegan Journey. And my Twitter's Justina Adorno. My God, I'm inconsistent as clock.
Mr. Ricky, where can the people find you on social media?
At Ricky Vitucci, as simple as that.
Ooh!
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me and Ricky on Mondays on the Grand Hotel, 7 p.m. And we also have a very special guest joining us this Sunday coming up. Tune in. Bye, guys!
Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.